So Brian, first off, let me just kind of get this straight here. You're 75 now, correct?
That is correct. 75 years old.
So how much more planning and enterprising do you expect to do with the city of Eugene?
Well, my belief is that it took me a long time to learn, so I better utilize the knowledge that I've got. So we're going to keep on going. That is part of what establishing OB Hospitality is about. We've enjoyed that business, and we see that we'll build more hotels, some of them close by. And of course, the Fifth Street Market is very much a hospitable business.
What's your mantra or your philosophy when it comes to pursuing your endeavors?
Well, I think we've got to have fun at it. In terms of my personal involvement, we want to have something that is rewarding from a psychic standpoint that we enjoy doing, that people that we serve, our customers and our guests, come off in a very positive experience. We want to be very good at what we do. We are not great risk takers, but we will take the risk needed to grow this company. And I think we want to, here in Eugene, establish a area or continue to grow what we're now calling the Market District that will have even more significant retailers and perhaps hotel and apartments, et cetera, and really create a corner of town that's very special.
We're here right now inside the inn at Fifth Street, and that's adjacent, of course, to the Fifth Street Market. And have these projects met your expectations so far?
Both have exceeded our expectations. The Inn at the Fifth, we really didn't know what to expect. We had not been in this business before, but it coupled with the Fifth Street Market just seemed to give it an extra shot, if you will, and together they work very well. The visitors love the market. When they come and stay at the Inn at the Fifth, they actually come back and stay because the market's part of the venue, and so that is enhanced and strengthened the Fifth Street Market. So I think the fact that the Inn at the Fifth is here, that the market's here, is a synergistic aspect between the two that's going to last a long, long time.
So, in a nutshell, Brian, let's talk about today's event, the flag raising for OB Hospitality. And where's this big idea headed to?
Well, we certainly, I think it is a statement that we're moving forward in the hospitality business, that we are finding success. We are taking it very serious. We have, we think, identified reasons for our success, and we will try to move forward on that basis in hopefully multiple communities in the Western United States over several years. And OB Hospitality will be the management company, the flag, if you will, for which we operate under.
And where do you expect to see OB Hospitality going in the next, say, 2 to 5 years?
I expect we will build another hotel in Eugene. That is really first on our agenda. And then we will look for other locations while that process is going on that are in markets similar in size to Eugene and Boise, that have a strong college aspect to them.
I understand from a previous Register Guard article that you have until December of this year to secure permits for a site around 6th Avenue and Oak and Pearl Streets as part of an expansion of the existing Fifth Street enterprise. How is that faring?
We think we will meet that. I do understand it may be extended by a few months, just based on the architectural engineering process that we'll need to get through with the city, but we're going to be very close to that date.
And one of the challenges when you talk about developing the downtown is how to develop, build, and expand, and at the same time still tackle some issues that are inherent with the downtown right now: homelessness, addiction issues, and some crime activity. Is there any particular way to tackle one problem while still developing the other?
The homeless issue is significant in this community. The frankly, the derelict, the requesting money on the street corners, all the things that go with that are significant here. You know, to some extent, we are fortunate. We're not immune to that, but because it's private property, we can control what goes on the property. So that puts us quite a step away from Keeley Square, as an example. On the other hand, my feeling about this community is we need to address those things. We need to be stronger. We need to make sure the homeless really do need our help, and those that do, we need to help them. But those that don't really need to move on or go to work and be proactive and productive members of our community.
In 2015, you appeared to revisit the practicality of a 99-year lease with the City of Eugene. If you had to do it all again, Brian, would you do it otherwise? Would you do it differently?
That's a 99-year lease with the county. That is actually the RFP, request for proposal, that they put forward. Would we do it differently? You know, I think that was what was put in front of us. There was discussion in 2015 whether we should just acquire the ground. We're okay either way. We were okay at the time, and we're okay now. What is going to happen over 99 years, it's hard to tell, but I'm sure we'll be driving different cars and doing different things than we are today. So, you know, will that last 99 years without us or somebody that follows us acquiring it? Who knows? But right now, we're okay with that.
What do you consider your best achievement yet?
Oh, wow. That's all relative to what had happened and the significance of it. Certainly, I enjoyed being mayor. I think we've enjoyed developing this part of the world in a way that is making a contribution to the community. Hopefully, something that people from outside the community are attracted to and therefore come off more positive from Eugene. I don't think I could pick a best achievement unless it's family activity and having family involved in the company and, you know, those things. That, you know, when I think about that, I think it's more of a body of work. What have you done over a lifetime? And maybe my best one is yet to happen.
And lastly here, Brian, in terms of launching a hospitality industry, usually this is something that is best launched when the economy is doing well. Is it your outlook then, Brian, that the economy, both in Oregon and perhaps beyond, is robust again?
Certainly the economy today is excellent, there's opportunity to take advantage of. On the other hand, there will be a recession in the future. I've probably gone through somewhere between 3 and 5 of those in my lifetime. We have to build our businesses and structure our businesses in such a way that they're going to make through those recessions. And that means keeping the risk relative to the opportunities and careful about the steps that we take. I think everybody needs to anticipate that there is a recession in the future and plan for it, and you can deal with it on that basis.
All right, Brian, that takes care of my questions. Anything else you want to share, either about today's hospitality announcement or about developments in Eugene?
If I was to share anything, it is a philosophy that we all need to believe in our dreams and accomplish whatever we can with this very precious life that we have.
Brian Obie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Brian.